Topsy-turvy. Set in the background of a topsy-turvy world in COVID times, this humorous poem vividly captures the many entitlements that we seem to consider as a given and questions some dependencies that we have taken for granted. What startling realizations happen in the end? Read on, listen in. This poem is read by Vasanthi Vasudev. Topsy-turvy. The grey sink brimmed and choked. With pots and pans it was yoked. Everything was piled and heaped atop. Not even a drop could trickle non-stop. Untidy stacks of cups and plates, dishes black and burnt straight. Leftovers floating like garbage, grimy. Swimming in the mess, silver spoons tiny. Bits of paper torn and thrown on the floor. Water and syrupy potions spilled near the door. The bed was a heap of pillows and quilt. Sheets piled on top, just about to tilt. Yesterday's shopping in brown paper jackets, jostling for space with dozens of packets. The dining table had the whole household. Pens, needles, books and bottles, more than it can hold. 4 buckets of clothes, some soiled, some without a pair. A sock here, a scarf there, towels just about everywhere. Shirts inside out, sleeves coiled and rolled. Clothes on the floor, more than in cupboards all told. Did the doorbell ring? It must be her, I bet. Oh no, it's 7:15. No sign of her as yet. Weekends over, the house is in such a mess. With every passing minute, up zoomed my distress. Mumbling, I waited, bated breath, heart on the bell. She did not come. COVID instead did, like a bombshell. Life somersaulted and fear mounted tenfold. I could not let her cross over my threshold. The sink, the floor, buckets and all, accumulated piles like towers about to fall. I put on my apron. I had to get started. It will take a while, but 'twill get it sorted. What's in cooking and cleaning the muck? I can do it. Don't have to pass the buck. But lo, my clumsy movements and 2 left hands. Startled, I exclaimed, gosh, does she wave a wand? My body bent, clothes fully drenched. I worked until my heart wrenched. For hours on end, I laid in bed, nursing my wounded nerves and head. From then on, I counted every spoon before I cast it in the sink too soon. Why do you need a large plate? Let's have bowl food. Careful, don't take a new one then. This shirt is just fine. Why don't you wear it again? Walk slowly, the soup don't spill. To clean and tidy up, it will surely kill. I sounded strange time and again. Was I becoming senile or rather sane? Whatever, I didn't bother to explain. I just wanted her back, sun or rain. COVID left me without her high and dry. Straddling a million chores, life drudged by. I waited for the pandemic to wane, for her to come back to work again. If only she would bring my morning tea and leave my home sparkling to a tea. What if she comes a trifle late? She's worth in gold her every pound of weight. When will the doorbell ring? Will she come to work or at least ping? I can't do without her. This I now knew. I hate to concede it, but must give her her due.